We're doing brachas, we're up to Tetzayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, six lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah, Chatan Patur Mikriyat Shema, the chasan in the first night of marriage is patur from Shema. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk that one must read Shema b'shivtecha b'veitecha when he is sitting in his home, prat lo sek b'mitzvah. So we say, that's telling me when you're sitting in your home, but not when you're busy with a mitzvah. So here the Torah teaches me a concept that if you're busy with one mitzvah, you don't have to stop it to do another mitzvah. Meaning you're busy doing a mitzvah right now. You don't have to stop to read Shema. That's the concept of a sekvim sapatumanam. The Torah says read Shema when you're sitting in your home. To indicate when you're not in your home, when you're busy doing a mitzvah, you don't have to read Shema. No, so we say it's a global concept. We had this in the first chapter. We had it five dafalo. Uvlechtcha v'derech, Torah says, read Shema when you're traveling. Prat lechatan, to the exclusion of a chasen. Belechtecha, when you're traveling for your own things. The exclusion of a chasen. Mikan amru, from here our sages taught, hakones tabtula, one who's marrying a virgin, patu. He doesn't have to read Shema, because he's concerned about how things are going to work out tonight. Bet almana chayav. But if he marries a widow, so then he's not as concerned, so he should read Shema, because his mind can focus. Me'ein mashmas. The Gemara says, where do you see all this in the Pasuk? Amar of Papas, Rav Papa says, ki derech. The Torah says, you read Shema, belechtecha ba derech. When you go on the path, and we say, it's like a path. Ma derech reshut, just like a path is something which is a permissible area. You want to go, you go. You don't want to go, you don't go. It's not a mitzvah. Ah, hachanami reshut. Here too, Torah is telling you, reach ma, stop what you're doing. If you're going on a path of something that's permissible, not something that's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, who told you that the path the Torah is talking about is a path of a reshus? Milo askinan dekazi ledvar mitzvah. Maybe the Torah is talking that he's traveling en route to a mitzvah. Bafilu hachi amarachman alikri. Nonetheless, the Torah says, stop what you're doing and reach ma. Answers the Gemara, in ken lemakra belechet. Then the Torah should have said, read Shema in root. My belechtecha, why did the Torah say in your root, in your traveling? Shema mina, that's to teach me, belechet didachu demechayvit. You are obligated to stop and read Shema if you're traveling for your own pleasure. Had the mitzvah, but if you're traveling to do a mitzvah, pitirat, then you're potter from stopping to read Shema. The Gemara will pick up here tomorrow. The Gemara says, so then who told you just for a virgin? So then when you're going to marry an almana, that's also a mitzvah. And the Gemara is going to say, the difference is, can you focus or can't you focus? So the Gemara is going to say, but then if you lost the ship at sea, if you had a bad business deal, you also can't focus. The Gemara says, right. The question is, are you losing your focus for a mitzvah or are you losing your focus for something that's not a mitzvah? That's the Gemara we'll see in Shem tomorrow.